How does prayer work? Anyways, it's been great to have you guys here today. You guys head on home and ask yourselves this question, how does prayer work? And come back next week with some answers for me. I'd love to know. This is a huge question, folks, because when it gets into this idea of talking to God, it is amazing to me just sitting at coffee with many different people when I actually get down to, hey, talk to me about your prayer life or how prayer works. It's amazing how confused we are in general about this idea of prayer. Why do I pray? How do I pray? What does prayer really do? Does it change anything? I know people that don't pray much because they don't think it does anything. I know people that pray constantly about the silliest things because they know it changes everything. I know people that pray in liturgical formats. I know people that pray in, Daddy God, how are you? I mean, it's across the board, right? So what is this deal with prayer and how does it work? Okay, again, this is a three-hour conversation about to be done in 7 minutes and 57 seconds, okay? So all that to say, I'm scratching the surface here. When it comes to prayer in its simplest form, prayer is simply the tool given to us to communicate with the invisible creator and sustainer of the universe. That's in its simplest form what prayer is. It is the tool given to us to communicate with our God. That means that prayer now becomes something that can shape and change in dramatic and incredible ways in your own personal personality and heart in terms of your communication with God. It means that your prayer life should change and shape over a period of many years. Why? Because the way I communicate with a human being when I first meet them is very different than the way I communicate with a human being when I've married them later on, right? I mean, when I met my wife the first time, hi, how are you? I'm Renaud, you're Brooke. We communicated differently. When I was courting her, wow, then you communicate very differently. Every word counts because you're trying to win her. And then when you marry her, you communicate very differently because none of the words matter anymore because she's locked in, right? That's a joke. Please understand that, okay? So communication changes over time, and as our relationship with God shifts, our communication with Him should change also. There is no standard rule that says if you do it this way, it's done. Now, the problem with prayer is this, that prayer has baggage, and the baggage is that in the pagan system, and I use the word pagan system, meaning the system that says the prayers are there as a tool to get what you need from the gods. That's what prayer is in the pagan system. There, every prayer does matter because the way you pray, what you say, how you butter the gods up is going to determine whether you get what you want. So now we have created a system of prayer that says, I want to know how to pray so I can make sure He listens. Okay? So if I have to do it some way, and how do you start it? Oh, heavenly God of the universe, powerful Father, unbelievable glory to you. Okay, I hope He's listening now. Right? This is what we do. And God says to us, listen, you got to get rid of the baggage and understand this has nothing to do with me giving you what you want or not giving you what you want. That's not what prayer is for. It's not what prayer is about. Prayer is about you communicating with me, your heart, your fears, your struggles, your joys, your stuff, laying them before me and saying, God, I trust you. You're amazing. You do what you need to do with this. Here's what I would like, please. And God loves us, and He listens to us, and He cares about us, and He shapes things, and He changes things according to His will as we pray. So, as we study Scripture, we find prayer communicated primarily through Jesus when He's asked, how then should we pray, right? And what does Jesus say? This is how you should pray. Father in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, right? You guys know this one, I think, right? So we get it. If we pray that prayer, then God will listen. And Jesus goes, no, you're totally missing the point. I'm trying to show you what prayer is for. See, as far as I understand it in the years now of digging into prayer and shaping and changing and trying to wrestle through how does prayer work, does prayer change things, does prayer shape things, I've come to realize something about prayer. Prayer is incredibly powerful, and prayer changes things without a shadow of a doubt. It changes things. But given to us as a gift in the Scriptures, prayer is given to us as a way in which we can go to the God of the universe and say to Him, despite and regardless of circumstances that surround me, I ask you to change me in such a way that I will handle these circumstances around me in a way that brings your kingdom to bear and your glory to the earth. That's actually what's supposed to happen, believe it or not. If we truly follow Christ, we ought to come to him and say, God, here's what I want, but more than anything else, what I want is for you to do things in me that allow me to do your will, so that the world will know your kingdom and your love and your purposes, and that everyone will come to know you. This is how Jesus put it. When you pray, you go to God and you say, Father, start there. Why? Because you're going to get your mind right, right? Father? What is Father to us in the perfect format, right? Perfect. I mean, you guys all have imperfect fathers. Some of you very imperfect fathers, right? But in its purest form, what is Father? Provider, protector, the one that loves you, the one that gives you significance. You know, they say in our society today that there's a child needs nothing more than a father to say to them, you're cool, I'm proud of you, or you're beautiful. Girls that have dads telling them they're beautiful don't generally end up trying to find their significance in other places. And boys that have dads that tell them that they're proud of them turn out to grow up to be some pretty awesome men. The father figure is supposed to be the safe place, the protector, the provider. When we come to God, we say, Father, I already know where I stand with you. Now, I want you to know that what I'm about to do is about your name and about you. Hallowed be thy name. Let's start there. Because unfortunately, prayer most often starts here. I got a lot I need today. And I'm trying to figure out how to get it through to you so you can do it. What is prayer about? It's about us. And let me tell you something. The Bible says prayer is about him and about us coming to him and saying, this is about you. Do what you need to do to make this real for your glory. Our Father, hallowed be thy name. And then watch this. My prayer today is simple. That through my life and the circumstances around me, your kingdom will come to this earth. And your will be done. It is a declaration, folks. We often put your will be done at the end of a prayer, right? God, this is what we want. Please do it. We believe in you. We have faith. It's unbelievable. We know you're going to do it. But, you know, your will be done. That's what we usually do. It is a resignation to the will of God. I don't really know what your will is. I have no idea. But, hey, you do it if you need to, if your will isn't what I'm doing. And Jesus puts it on the front end and says, no, our prayer should be a declaration against the gates of hell to say that the will of God is what we will do, period. So your will be done, your kingdom come. This is a declaration of war against the enemy. What is the enemy doing every day? He is figuring out ways to make sure that the will of God is not done. And it is our stand as Christ followers to say, no. Today, what matters most to me is your will, and I want it done. I declare it. Your will be done in these circumstances. Now that I have declared that, whatever it is I need today to face what I'm going to face, please give it to me. Provide for me my daily bread. Just today. Don't allow my imagination to get the better of me and start wondering about tomorrow. I love the statement, a woman that wrote the book, Into the Gates of Splendor. Her name was Elizabeth Elliot. Her husband was Jim Elliot, end of the spear, the guy that got speared by the tribes and that got killed by the tribes. She was a young wife. Later on, she remarried, and her husband dies of cancer. So she loses two husbands to the craziest circumstances. She was asked once by a friend of mine, how did you get through it? I lay in my bed, I look at my husband, and I think to myself, if I ever lose him, I'm going to die. And she says to her, honey, God does not give you grace for your imagination. Isn't that beautiful? God does not give you grace for your imagination. Prayer is what we utilize today to come to God and say, I know who you are. It's your will I want done. Please provide for me whatever I need to be able to live your will out. Do you see how that changes everything about the way we pray? And then we say this. In Philippians, this is what God says. Do not be anxious about anything, right? But in everything, with prayer and petition and thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God that transcends understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So prayer is to come to God and declare, it is your will we want done. Give us what we need to do your will. And prayer is then also to say, there's a bunch of stuff that's making me anxious, and I don't want to be anxious because you're my Father and it's your will I seek. So here's all my stuff. That's a lot of work. Good luck on that. And that's what prayer should be. Once that pile is shifted over and we know that God will give us what we need to handle whatever comes out of that pile back at us, we go, God, today is your day. Today is your will. Today is your kingdom. And I am here to serve you as a living sacrifice, not conforming any longer to the pattern of this world, but being transformed by what I know about you. Bring it on. You want freedom? Pray that God's will be done. You want freedom? Pray that God gives you what you need to handle whatever he brings, and stop worrying so much about God changing the little things to make your life better. Prayer is communion with the God of the universe. It is conversation. Start talking. And knowing the Word of God and understanding the Word of God allows you to listen back in extraordinary ways as God speaks.